不多有将近四年的时间。
We have spent about 4 years.
只有讲到第十三章。
But we have only reached chapter 14.
接下来我们还有另外三章的时间。
And then we have 3 more chapters.
至少有一年到一年半的时间。
At least you'll take 1 or 1.5 years.
所以求主给我们用耐心、科目、谦卑、受教。等候主的话。
So that pray that God will allow us to have a teachable heart with patience and also want to listen to the word of God with humility.
我们一同打开罗马书第十三章。
So we turn to Romans chapter 13.
我念第十一节一直到第十三节，你们念第十四节。再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，百昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器，行事为人要端正，好像行在百昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。第十四节，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。我们再念一次十三、十四节，行事为人要端正，好像行在百昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。我们再次低头祷告。我们请李建南博士带领我们祷告。
父神，我们再次感谢你，你使我们能够再一次来到你的话语里面要受教，求主使我们每一个人能够做圣经跟圣灵的学生，使我们在你面前每一个人心门对经的敞开，使我们每个人都存谦卑的心来到你面前受教，求主再一次的给你仆人有健康的身体，今天晚上能够把你的信息，你所托付他的真理很清楚的向我们的阐明，恭敬的交托祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿
们。我们上个礼拜讲到第十三节的前面的一半。
Last week we talked about the first portion of verse 13.
我本来应当把三件重要的事都讲出来。
Actually, I must talk on 3 very important events.
结果我们只有讲一件，我们的时间就不够。
But only time limit, that's why we also expound on one.
就是不可荒宴醉酒。
Do not live in drunkenness and in orgies.
不可因酒滋事。
And not because of our drunkenness, we lead a loose life.
酒对人身体，特别是脑细胞的破坏。
Because this liquor sometimes have damages on our brain.
是最后20世纪医学越清楚证明的。
It was in the last century, the medical field has proven it.
所以这样给我们看见，圣经早就把这些道理告诉我们。
So that we know long ago, the Bible expounded all these things to us.
不可荒宴醉酒。
Do not be drunken also in orgies.
因为在醉酒中间喝惯的人是一个糊涂的人。
Because he who live also in drunkenness will be one who feel damaged.
他没有办法控制他的生活，是喝酒以后的醉来控制他的生命。
That he cannot control his own life is the drunkenness, the liquor that control him.
当一个人从主动变成被动的时候
，When a man from activeness become passive,
他就没有办法计划自己生命应当走的路线。
Then he cannot plan for his whole life.
当一个人被酒所灌醉以后
，After a man is in drunkenness in liquor,
他一定时常做错许多的事情。
Then many times he'll be in wrong in doing many things.
危害社会上许多许多的人。
And he'll be a threat to many people in the society.
所以我们不可醉酒。
Because of that, we do not be in drunkenness.
跟不可因酒滋事。
And not be because of in drunkenness, we live in a very loose life.
虽然这是一个相对的事，不是绝对的事。
Even though this is something relative, not absolute.
为什么我们说喝酒是相对的事，不是绝对的
事。Why we say that in drinking it is something relative, not absolute?
因为把酒当作医药的时候是可以的。
Because when you turn this liquor into the medical good, it's good.
所以保罗对提摩太说
，And that's why Paul tell Timothy,
你有胃病，你应当用一点点的酒。
You have some illness with a stomach, you can take a little bit of wine.
这样喝酒不是绝对的事，相对。
So drinking wine is not something absolute, but something relative.
一个人无论行什么，有三大基督徒伦理的原则。
But no matter what we do, there are 3 guiding principles as a Christian.
第一件就是我们一定 要荣耀上帝。
The first thing, you must glorify God.
第二样，无论做什么，我们要造就别人。
The second is that no matter what we do, you must be profitable to others.
第三样，无论做什么，不被罪所捆绑控制。
The third is that whatever we do, we will not be bound by sin.
所以当一个人喝酒醉的时候，
so when a man drink and be drunk,
他很容易羞辱主的名。
It's very easily he put the name of God to shame.
很容易伤害别人。
It's very easily injure others.
也容易被自己酒的这个习惯所捆绑。
And also he can be bound by the habit of drinking.
所以从这个三个伦理，
so from these two ethical principles,
我们看见基督徒行事为人没有明文圣经记载的准则。
So we see that as a Christian, how do we conduct, even though they are not very clear principles.
当你发现一件事情不知应当做或者不应当做的时候，
when you see that something you do not know how to decide whether to do or not to do,
你的圣经里面看不到有明文的记载，有没有命令，有没有许可。
That you cannot see very clear instruction in the Bible whether to do or not to do.
比如说圣经没有说不可以抽烟，不可以吸毒，不可以这个自杀。
For instance, the Bible never tell you whether not to smoke or not to be drunkard, and also not to commit suicide.
圣经也没有说你不可以赌博。
Or it didn't even say not to gamble.
凡是圣经没有写的。
What the Bible has not written.
你要用什么原则来处理自己生活的责任呢？
Then we work on a principle you want to guide your responsibility when you're in your conduct.
就是这三个原则。
These are three principles.
我这样做有没有荣耀神？
When I do this, will it glorify God?
我这样做有没有造就人？
When I do this, will it lead profit to others?
我这样做有没有捆绑自己？
Will I be bound because I do that?
这样你就明白什么时候你应当做什么事。
Then you'll be clear at what time what that is to do or not do.
在台北两年前发生一件事情。
In Taipei 2 years ago, something happened.
有一个年轻人。
There was a young man.
喝酒醉开车。
That he was drunk and he
drove. 跑快车，他就上了公路。
So he wants to have enter into expressway.
在公路呢，他飙车快到不能控制。
So in the expressway, he drove so fast.
直到他撞到前面一辆车。他就完全停止下来。
So until he knocked a car in front, he was totally stopped.
等停下来以后呢，
when he stopped,
他慢慢就醒过来了。
He woke up.
原来他是醉得很厉害的开快车。
That was when he was driving very fast when he was in drunkenness.
当他醒过来的时候，
when he awoke,
人围着他，警察已经到场了。
And the people surrounding him and the police also came.
把前面的一个人呢，正在开车那个人给他撞了以后呢，他就死了。
Now the driver of the front car died.
整个头流了很多的血。
And also the brain was damaged.
第二天我到台北去讲道。
The second day I was preaching in Taipei.
我在报纸上看到。
I read it from the newspaper.
这个死了的年轻人的父亲哭的样子被登出来。
And the father of this dead young driver, his picture was being published.
他说我只有一个孩子。
See, I have only one son.
我从小辛辛苦苦用各样最困难的日子来谋活干活把他养大。
Even though I have the endeavor and labor so much, but I brought up this son of mine.
哦，这个孩子呢，品学兼优。
And this son is good in terms of conduct and also the studies.
年年考第一名。
And every year he came up first.
就在被撞死以前一天，刚刚拿到大学毕业的文凭。
Even the day just before he was killed in the accident, he just received his diploma in the
university. 刚刚大学毕业。
Just graduated.
他的父亲呢，一生的劳苦刚刚看到一点收成。
So the father's laboring just saw a little bit of result.
第二天就抱着这个他所爱的孩子的尸体，满身都是血，在那大哭。
And the second day, he got to carry the bloody body of his son and cry.
我相信没有一个人看见这个新闻不会流泪的。
I truly believe not one who read this piece of news will not shed his tears.
那天我就很多的思想。
That time, I had a lot of thinking coming into my mind.
这个人可以说我对不起。
This man can say, I'm sorry.
这个人可以说我醒过来。
He can say, I'm not awake.
这个人说我刚才开太快。
They could say, I drove too fast.
这个人可以说我懊悔了。
Who could say, I regret.
这个人可以说爸爸请你原谅我。
Or he could ask, please forgive me.
这些话没有办法把人的不生子从死里面挽回过来。
But all these words cannot bring to life this only son of this man.
你要怎样对待这个老人家前途呢？
How are you going to face the future of this old man?
一生的劳苦，一生的盼望，就这样 就完全破灭。
For the whole life he's tried, his hope is built upon this son, and now it's all broken.
如果这个年轻人喝酒醉的人是有良心的话
，If this man who is drunkard has a conscience，
你要想到他以后的日子一生一世是多么痛苦。
And you know that in the future how he'll prick himself his conscience。
什么叫做悲剧呢
？Whatever is tragedy，
悲剧就是懊悔而无法挽回时机。
Tragedy is something that you regretted and regretted. You cannot redeem the opportunity.
永远懊悔，永远懊悔。
And forever you regret and regret.
你不能叫时间转一个方向。
You cannot turn the direction of time.
回到你还没有做错事以前的自由。
So that it will come to the freedom before this thing happens.
悲剧跟时间的限制是成正比。
And tragedy and also the confinement of this time is also opposite.
在时间的限制中间所有的悲剧给我们看见越痛苦就因为越不能挽回。
All this tragedy in the confinement of time, the more tragic it is, the more we see that it is sorrowful because it cannot be returned.
你看所有的悲剧，所有歌剧里面的悲剧，所以文学里面的悲剧都有同样的这个因素。
You see that all the tragedy in operas, in the books, that this element existing.
做错了事。
You've done something wrong.
铸成了大灾祸。
So you committed tragedy.
但已经没有办法挽回过
来。Right, you cannot redeem it.
今天喝酒的人
Today those are drunk.
应当从这些的话得到教训。
From this they must get the teaching.
上帝说你不可荒宴醉酒。
God said that do not be involved in orgies and also drunkenness.
你不可好色邪荡
and also do not be also committed immoral sexually.
这件几件事都是肉身的罪恶
All these things are physical sins.
喝酒
when you drink,
为了喜悦你自己的肉身
because you want to please your physical body.
心里面有就飘飘然的感觉
so that you feel that you are good.
用今天的词语来说，不可吸毒。
And today when they say cannot take drugs,
吸毒的情形是一样的。
Because in drug addict is the same thing.
我们的教会也做了一个小小的这一个。
In our church, we also have this drug rehabilitation ministry.
那么呢，我自己虽然很忙，每几个月我会同自己戒毒所的一些的青年人见面。
Even though I'm very busy, but in a few months, I will meet these young people in that center.
我要问他们的情形如何。
I will ask what is the progress.
有一个在别的戒毒所被打得半死。
There was one who was beaten much in the rehab center.
他一点不能悔改。
But he could not change.
他痛恨自己，更痛恨打他的人。
He hated himself, hated the one who beat him.
在那个戒毒所呢，他们是为了赚钱，所以收的这个钱是多得不得了。
In that rehab center, because they're business oriented, they also collect the fees.
后来他们跑到我们教会来。
So later they came to our center.
我们把他安排在戒毒所里。
So we arranged that they could be in that rehab center.
完全用爱心。
Totally with love,
用真理的教训
with the teaching of the truth,
来教导来感化他们
to teach them, to move them.
那我有两个学生在这个感化院里面做工
So I have two students ministering in this rehab center.
他们常常流眼泪
Many times they shed tears.
因为他们有气得不得了
Because they got so angry.
自己心里面坏到一个地步
Because these young people are so bad.
什么话都敢讲
They dare say anything.
所以呢，他们在神学院读书的时候，他们以为侍奉主好像天使做工一样很喜乐。
Even though these people are mine who were there to help them, taught them ministry, it's just like angel ministering.
当他们见到罪人是这么可恶的时候，他们很痛苦。
But when they see this style of this sinner who was so hateful, they feel so sorrow.
这两个，一个女传道，一个男传道。
But these two ministers, one is a lady, one is a man.
我劝他们，你们要学习。
I exhort them, you must learn.
因为这就是上帝磨练你，使你成为好传道。最好的机会
Because this is the best opportunity God has trained you now to be a good preacher
一个没有爱罪人的心的传道人一定是没有能力
A preacher who doesn't have a heart to love the sinner doesn't have power
而对罪人的爱不是天生的
So where your love to the sinner is not inborn with it
你要在受磨练的时候这么的中间体会基督到世界怎样受罪人顶撞
You must train in the process like Jesus Christ who was gone against by the sinners
然而你要常常默想基督
And you must always ponder and meditate upon Jesus Christ
常常重新求主更新
And many times you want to ask God to renew you
重新奉献
So that you really dedicate yourself
感谢上帝
Praise God
后来这个女传道现在还在感化院里面
These are female preachers continue to in that rehab center
这个男传道的
But this man
他感谢上帝
He thank God
他经过了几年在里面训练以后
After a few years of training in that rehab center
在我教会十多个传道牧师里面他是最成熟最有修养的人
About tens of ministers in my church, he is the one who is the most mature.
因为侍奉不是凭着恩赐、才干、学位、知识。
Because in ministry, it doesn't depend only on talents, on your knowledge.
今天有许多教会迷信学位，一位从美国回来，拿了硕士，拿了博士。就可以做教会主的好仆人。
Today there are so many of the ministers, they are so superstitious in terms of degrees. They thought they were going to get the good degrees from the U.S. They can serve well in the church.
结果他们的傲慢先把羊群糟蹋了，不是用爱心把羊群建立起来。
But because they are so arrogant, that's why they stand on their leadership.
这一个男传道不久要到外国去读书。
And this male preacher later on he will go overseas for studies.
他说：“汤牧师，请你给我做推荐。”
He said, Reverend Tom, could you please recommend me?
我知道美国有几个神学院，凡是我推荐的，他们一定接受。
I know that in a few seminaries in the States, if I were to write a recommendation letter, they will accept that.
而且他们有记录，凡是唐牧师推荐的，没有一个是他随便推荐，也没有一个后来到美国乱读书不负责任的。
They also have a record, those who are recommended by Reverend Stephen Tom, they study well.
我很乐意替他推荐。
So I was very willing to write a recommendation letter for him.
有个人请我推荐，我马上拒绝，连信都不看，连他交给我的推荐书我都不收。
There are people actually who ask me to write recommendation letter. I don't even look at the application.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
my dear brothers and sisters,
生命的成熟
，the maturity in life
与受苦是有关系。
It is related to your suffering.
受苦的甘心
，and also your willingness to suffer
与爱主是有关系。
And it's related to your love to Christ.
受苦以后所得到的果效
，then after you suffer and the result that you reap
就是尽到顺从。进到完全的地步
，will cause you to enter into perfection.
感谢上帝
，praise God.
我前几个礼拜我在三宝龙布道的时候
，a few weeks ago I was praying in Semarang.
有一个青年人来找我
，a young man came to see me.
他们说你还记得我
？Reverend Tom, do you still remember me?
我说我记得你是约拿丹。
I say I remember you are Jonathan.
你是我们戒毒所里面那个青年。
You are one young man in my rehab center.
哦，他很高兴，我记得他。
He was very delighted because I could remember him.
他参加三天的聚会。
He attended a 3 days meeting.
第三天的时候
，on the third day,
他站到前头，流满眼泪。奉献做传道
He came forward tear around his cheek and dedicate himself to be a preacher
感谢上
Praise God
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
从前说不可醉酒
In the past we said that you cannot be drunk
用今天的话说不可吸毒
But in today's world do not become a drug addict
今天许多许多的青年
Today a lot of young people
他们因为不满父母
Because they are not happy with their parents
不满家庭
Not happy with their family
不满他们的遭遇
Not happy with their encounter
不满他自己的经济状况
They are not happy with their own economic situation
所以他们用逃避现实来过他们的生活
With this attitude to escape from society they live their lives
怎样逃避现实呢
How to escape from the reality
吸迷幻药
They have this drug taken,
大麻
Guaramana,
Marijuana, 还有其他的这个东西
And other kind of drugs,
来使自己逃避生活
So that they themselves want to escape from the reality.
结果不是你抓住你的烟，抓住你的大麻，是你的烟，你的大麻，你的鸦片抓住你。
So that you know that you're not you who caught all the marijuana, but the marijuana caught of you.
凡事我都可以做。
You can do all things.
我不可让我所做的事捆绑我。
But I will not allow anything that I do be binding me.
我不可让罪控制我。
I will not have sin to have control in me.
我们的做我们行为的主人，不是做我们行为的仆人。
We must be the master of our conduct, not the servant of our conduct.
你更不可好色邪荡。
And all the more you cannot have sexual immorality.
上个礼拜我引用孟子的话对你说人生有三戒。
In last week, I mentioned, there are three warnings in your life.
年纪轻的时候。
When you're young,
戒色。
Be warned against sex.
年纪壮大的时候。
When you're in middle age,
你要戒斗。
Be warned about this fighting spirit.
年老的时候。
When you get old,
你要戒贪。
And be warned of greediness.
我不是说呢，孟子讲的话等于上帝的话。
I'm not saying that what men should say equates to what God says.
我甚至不能说孟子、老子是普遍启示。
I can't even say what's said by men should say, and also this, 老子 is belonging to the general revelation.
这是严志明弟兄犯的错误。
This is a mistake of 严志明。
他把老子当作是上帝给中国人古代的先知。
He thought that this Lao Tzu is the prophet of ancient prophet God has given to China.
老子不是先知。
老子 is not a prophet.
老子是一个哲学家。
He's a philosopher.
是一个智慧人。
He's a wise man.
那么老子所写的很多跟圣经的观念很相像的，是不是上帝的启示呢？
Many of the things that 老子 has written is quite close to the Bible. Is it equal to God's revelation?
如果是的话，
If it is,
那么等于上帝的启示在圣经之外还许多的文学里面都有了。
Which means the outside revelation of God in the Bible, there are other revelations of God contained in our literatures.
归正神学不可以接受。
Reformed theology will not accept that.
那么呢，到底那些宗教、哲学、伟大的思想家，他们所讲的话与圣经相同的，我们应当怎么给它定位呢？
Those great philosophers, great writers, when they write something which is quite close to the Bible, how will we put their position?
归正神学是唯一的一个神学，把普遍启示跟特殊启示分得最清楚。
And this Reformed theology is the only theological system that divides very clearly general revelation and special revelation.
普遍启示属于自然的恩典，不是作为救赎的恩典。
General revelation coming from the common grace, general grace.
那么这个 Abraham Kuyper 在二十世纪初期的时候，
Abraham Kuyper in the beginning of 20th century
写了三本几千面的东西，单单讲一个名词就是普遍恩典。
He has written three books about 1,000 pages on this subject called common grace.
这是表示西方有些基督徒他们很慎重、很精细、很周密、很完整的去思想神的话语。
Which means in the West there are this theologian very intricately they have thought through the word of God.
中国教会、中国基督徒所讲的道、所写的书，为什么在世界上没有什么地位呢？
In the Chinese church, why is that the so-called theologian written by the Chinese theologian don't have a position in the world?
因为我们太过市场所定向。
Because we are so market oriented.
所以我们没有照着神的心意做事情。
So we do not write according to God's mind.
那么呢，这个普遍启示不是特殊启示。
So general revelation is not special revelation.
可不可以说呢，圣经是特殊启示，那么其他的哲学同宗教是普遍启示。
Can we say that the Bible is belonging to the special revelation and all other things are general revelation?
李博士是归正神学院最高的一个学府毕业出来的。
I graduated from Westminster Theological Seminary.
我请问你可以不可以把其他的哲学宗教当作普遍启示，我们才是特殊启示？
不能够。
不能够。为什么？
我们只不过的话当作是对普遍启示的一个回应。
只不过是对普遍启示的回应。
We can only deem that as a response to the general revelation.
宗教是对上帝普遍启示的内在回应。
So in religion is the inner response to the general revelation of God.
文化是对上帝普遍启示的外在回应。
And culture is the external response of God's general revelation.
这两句话我不知道除了我讲以外有哪一本书写过。
These two statements other than Reverend Stephen Dunn said, I don't know whether any other book has written it.
你有没有看过？这是我自己把它整理出来的两句话。
It is I myself who integrated, and these two statements come from me.
人被造而有宗教性及文化性。
Man created with cultural and religious nature.
没有文化，人没办法过有价值的生活。
Because without culture, man cannot live a life with value.
没有宗教，人没办法过心灵这个有价值的生活。
Without religion, we cannot lead a value, spiritual life.
所以无论是宗教跟文化所谈论的这个价值系统，
whether the value system coming from the culture or religion,
都是提升人在世上的生活的价值的意义。
We want to elevate the meaning and the value of life upon earth.
而宗教是提到人内心的生活。
Religion talk about inner life,
以及对未来的盼望。
And also the future hope.
文化是提到人外在的生活，
culture is about outer life，
以及我们的生活、我们的风俗、我们的习惯、我们的社交等等。
And talking about social relationship, our habit, our culture, our custom，
宗教跟文化相交的时候，
So when this culture and also religion in the encounter，
就有一个共通的地带，
Then there's common ground。
这个共通的地带就是伦理，
This common ground is ethics。
所以没有一个不谈伦理的文化是高超的文化。
And there's no culture that does not talk about ethic will be a culture of the highest era.
也没有一个不谈伦理的宗教是伟大的宗教。
And there will not be a single religion that does not talk about ethic will be a great religion.
当我们看见在许多的伦理学家、哲学家、宗教家、 文化学者的书里面的时候
So when you read the books of those the religious teacher or philosopher or ethical teachers
有许多好像跟圣经差不多一样的
Many things may look like the same as the Bible
那么基督徒可以不可以把它当作他们领受了上帝的普遍启示呢
Can we as Christian also accept that as the revelation of God
不能
No
因为那些不过是有文化性有宗教性的人借助文化与宗教对神的普遍启示的回应
Because these are only about responses of those people with religious nature with cultural nature to respond to the generation of God
而回应是人本的
A response is human-centered
启示是神本的
But revelation is God-centered
神的启示跟人的回应是不一样
God's revelation and God's response are different
在神的启示里面绝对没有错误的可能。
In the revelation of God, absolutely there will not be any mistake.
在人的回应里面，一定有错误的可能。
But then in man's response to God, absolutely there will be mistake.
孔子、老子、墨子、释迦牟尼等等，虽然是很伟大的宗教文化学者。
So then even in Confucius, in 老子、in 释迦牟尼、in all these great teachers,
他们不是领受。
They are not receiving revelation.
他们不过是回应神的启示。
They are only responding to the revelation of God.
虽然如此，那些没有以圣经违背的教训。
But even that so, those are teaching do not go against the Bible.
我们都应当尊重。
We must respect them.
这样我就提到基督徒对文化的看法是什么。
Then what kind of attitude Christians have in terms of culture?
基督徒怎样给文化定位呢
Then how can it fit the position of culture?
1974年
In 1974
洛桑会议的时候
In Lausanne meeting
我在一组里面翻译其中一条有关于文化
I was in a group that was interpreting a statement concerned about culture
那一组除了我以外还有另外一个姓唐的叫做唐佑之
And there another person who was called 唐佑之
我相信 John Stott 在这件事情上他是很谨慎
I believe that John Stott upon this is very careful
所以他说我们肯定文化
He said that we affirm culture
但是
But then
不是绝对的
Not absolutely
我们基督教不但肯定文化
Not only as Christian we confirm affirm culture
我们也要警惕自己
Also we must warn ourselves
也有时候文化中间有属于撒旦的分子撒旦的这些的成分
Because sometimes in culture there are elements that are satanic
混在有价值的思想里
So that's being syncretized in this something of value
我们一定要注意
We must be careful
感谢上
Praise God
我相信这个立场是正确
I believe that this position is the right one
当我很严肃的很认真的看了以后我签了名
When I very seriously has a read through I sign my name
John Stott 唯一的毛病
John Stott's only mistake
就是他不相信地狱是永远的
He does not believe that the hell is eternal
这一方面是不忠于圣经
This is not faithful to the Bible
这不是归正神学所接受
This is something taught by Reformed theology
好我提到孟子的时候
When I talk about Mencius
孟子说年少的时候你要戒食
Mencius said that when you are young you must be warned against sex
年壮的时候你要戒斗
When you are of the middle age be warned against fighting spirit
年老的时候你要戒贪
When you are old be warned against greediness
我相信2400年以前所讲的这些话
I believe that what he has spoken 2400 years ago
直到今天还是对
Even until today is right
许多少年人
A lot of young people
因为这个血气方刚
Because of sexual desire and lust
所以他们常常没有限度的放纵肆意
and that's why many times they need let go and lust get lustful
这是很可怕的事
this is dangerous
我在希伯来书第13章第4节提到了这个婚姻人人都当尊重
in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4 I say everybody must honor the bed
我在加卡达跟新加坡一共为了那一节讲了四堂
in Jakarta also in Singapore for that verse I expounded in 4 sessions
在台北我讲了五堂
in Taipei I expounded 5 sessions
又在香港我讲了六堂
in Hong Kong I expounded for 6 sessions
有一个半月的时间也是那一节的
but one half month I expounded only on that verse
我相信不久以后布道团会把这一篇的东西 把它印成一本书。
I believe that in the future, this time it will publish in the book.
今天有许多在街上、在书店里面谈论婚姻的事情。
Today, a lot of books, in the bookstore, they discuss about marriages.
这些书的理论是从人的经验做出发的。
And the position of these books is written out from man's experience.
不是从创造人的上帝的永恒旨意做出发的。
Not coming from the eternal will of God.
所以没有办法给人类真正的盼望。真正解决性的泛滥带来的社会问题。
So they cannot truly offer a solution to this sexual immorality that's created now in a society.
保罗说你不要好色邪荡。
Paul said that do not be indulged in sexual morality.
什么叫做好色邪荡？
What about in debauchery and also in sexual immorality?
你整个人让你的性欲来指挥你的一切。
That's for your whole life, you are being controlled by your lust.
你整个的生命不过为了满足你性欲的需要。
That your for whole life is only but to satisfy the sexual desire.
这样的人生跟动物是没有什么不同。
This kind of life will be the same like a beast.
所以当一个人能够用真正神圣的感情去克服他的性欲的时候，他才是像人。
Only a person can use the holy love to subdue his sexual desire, then he becomes a true man.
一个人能够让上帝自己的爱来掌管他真正的圣洁的感情的时候，这个人才像上帝。
If a person can use God's love to control his sanctified desire, then only the true man.
柏拉图说人可以分成三个层次。
Plato said that man can be divided into different divisions.
最低的层次是以意志为中心。
The lowest level being controlled and have center in our will.
柏拉图的哲学或者心理学跟今天的是很不一样的。
Plato's psychology is different from today.
所以他的所谓的意志呢，就是以腰做中心。
So when you say will, it's always at the center.
而意志最重要的重心就是性欲。
And also the most central point of will is our sexual desire.
当然二十世纪的心理学不是这样讲。
But the 20th century psychology will not preach on that.
那种以心意为中心过意志决定一切的生活的人是很低级的。
So when you use sexual desire as a center and leading a life of will, that's the lowest.
人的第二个层次不是意志。
And the second level of man is not the will.
人的第二个层次是情感。
It is as an emotion.
所以意志在腰里面。
So this are the waste upon a waste.
重心点就是性欲。
So the center point of it is a sexual desire.
情感在心里面。
Emotion is resting in the heart.
重心点就是爱跟恨。
The center is love and hatred.
那么你用你真正正确的爱跟恨去控制你的性欲的时候，你就告别人等。
Then when you use the true love and true hatred to control your sexual desire, you are higher than.
应当爱的你去爱他。
What then you need to love, you love.
应当恨的你去恨他。
What then you have to hate, you hate.
不当爱而爱。
You love something you shouldn't love.
如同洪水泛滥。
It will be like this, the flood that comes.
不当恨而恨的。
And that you shouldn't hate, you hate.
如同猛兽毒蛇。
It will be like beasts that overcome you.
所以你怎样控制你的爱与恨呢？
So how you control your love and hate?
所以单单用感情控制你的性欲是不够的。
Just use your emotion to control your sexual desire is not good enough.
柏拉图说要用你的理性去控制你的感情。
Plato say use your reason to control your emotion.
你的理性是渴慕真理的。
Because your reason desire and long for truth.
理性是要明白永恒的价值。
And reason want to understand the eternal value.
理性是追求公义的。
And reason seeking after justice.
所以用公义来控制爱跟恨。
So when you righteousness control your love and hatred.
用足够的理由来明白我为什么爱为什么恨。
And with good reason you want to know whether why you want to hate or you love.
理性是使人与动物有分别的地方。
So reason is the one that separates us from the beast.
这个是后来柏拉图的学生阿里斯多德继续不断地发展下去。
And that is the student of this Plato Aristotle later he developed this idea.
这样说来，
so then,
古希腊的古典正统哲学有三个人，就是苏格拉底、柏拉图、阿里斯多德。
In the ancient classical Greek have three persons, that's Socrates and Plato and Aristotle.
到了柏拉图的时候已经提起三个层次。
So when it comes to Plato, he mentioned these three divisions.
为什么哲学家很重要呢？
Why is the philosophers are important?
因为哲学家懂得用他的理性克服他的感情，用他的感情去控制 他的心意的。
Because philosophers know how to use reason to control their emotion and emotion to control their this will.
很可惜，希腊这就停在那里。
But very pitiful, this Greek philosopher stopped at that.
直到上帝的道赐下来。
Until the word of God is given.
你会看见谁控制人的思想。
Then you see that who is in control of our mind.
主耶稣说，圣灵来了，就要使你们想起我对你们所说的话。
Why Jesus say that when the Holy Spirit come, he'll remind you of what I've talked to you?
因为人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠上帝口里所说的一切的话。
Because man lived not on food alone, but on all words that's uttered by the lips of God.
我个人教哲学教了38年。
I've taught philosophy for 38 years.
我清楚知道神的道高过所有的哲学。
I clearly understand the logos of God is higher than all philosophy.
问题是今天许多讲道的人没把道里面的真正的经义讲出来。
But the problem is that today many people who stand here and preach the meaning of the word of God.
最糟糕的，为了配合量的需求，把重要的道理都丢掉，以情感、以感觉去建立灵恩派运动肤浅的这个基督教的。
What is pitiful is that people because they place emphasis on the quantity, they compromise the word, and also they are involved with charismatic preaching of experiences.
求主怜悯我们。
Pray God have mercy on us.
我们真的回到这里来。
Now when they come back to here,
不可好色邪道。
Do not be involved in sexual immorality and debauchery.
到底性欲是谁给的呢？
Who gives sex desire?
性欲从哪里来？
Where comes sexual desire?
性欲是与生俱来的。
And this sexual desire come in born.
性欲是不是上帝创造？
Is it created by God?
性欲是上帝造。
Yes, it's created by God.
上帝造人成为一个有性欲、有需要的人。
So God created as a man with sexual desire.
那么讲性欲本身到底是好的是不好的？
Then the sexual desire is good or bad?
性欲本身是中性的。
Sexual desire is neutral.
性欲本身是良善的。
It is good.
性欲本身是恩赐。
It is a good.
性欲本身是美丽。
It is beautiful.
所以呢，性是人生最享受之一。
Sex is the thing that we enjoy most in our life.
性也是人生最痛苦最大的祸患之一。
Sex also is the one that brings the most disasters to the world.
性是上帝给人最美的恩赐之一。
Sex is also one of the most beautiful gifts that God has given to us.
性也是人最可怕的危机陷阱之一。
And also is the greatest trap and danger of mankind.
所以当保罗提到情提到欲的时候
So when Paul talks about emotion and sex,
他当然普通讲情欲都是指不大好的事情。
So usually when you talk about sexual desire, it's something with good, no good.
但当保罗讲更清楚的时候
So when Paul explained it more clearly,
他说我要把我们的邪情私欲与耶稣基督一同钉在十字架。
He said we must nail together with Christ our evil sexual desire.
这样就表示性欲再加上邪的感情、私的欲念才是不好的。
Which means sex added with the evil and selfishness tend to be bad.
如果我们的性欲不是邪情之一
If our sexual desire is not evil,
是用在正当的路途上
But used on the right way,
是用在神为我们预备的配偶上
Used also on the partner God prepared for us,
那是家庭幸福的因素
And that is also the secret elements of family happiness.
那是产生儿女的方式
And that's the way to produce the offspring.
那是社会最基本的单位
And that's the most fundamental unit of society.
那也是教会最基本的单位
And that's also the most fundamental unit of the church.
所以无论家庭
So whether family
无论是教会
Whether the church
无论是社会
Whether society
无论是国家
Whether the nation
都同样要守一条定律
It also must be guided by one principle.
凡是不尊重婚姻圣洁的人
He who doesn't respect the holiness of marriage
就是下流的人
Then he will be one who has fallen
凡是不尊重婚姻的神圣的社会
He the society who doesn't honor the holiness of marriage
就是低级的社会
Then he will be a society low class
轻看婚姻的神圣尊贵的文化
The culture that despise the holiness of this marriage
就是退会的文化
Will be the one who is backsliding.
当今天人类的科学、人类的技术、人类的知识越来越高超的时候
，Today when science, technology, knowledge advances,
因为对性欲的泛滥跟对婚姻的不尊重，使20世纪也有所谓文化的人 也过像动物的生活。
But because of a sexual flood, because of immorality, even the most cultured society will live a life like a beast.
Will Duran 写了 The Story of Philosophy.
Richard Duran has written this book.
在二十年代的时候，成为二十世纪初期最多被卖出去的一本书。
In the 20th century, become the most bestseller.
二十世纪只有两本这些书是变成 bestseller.
In the 20th century, two books got a bestseller.
就是20年代的 The Story of Philosophy.
The Story of Philosophy written in the 2000.
Will Durant.
Greg Durant.
同 Ariel Durant.
Al Durant.
一对夫妻搞
A couple.
这些的工作
A couple.
接下来就是差不多85年以后
And after the 1985,
Sophie 的故事
Sophie, the story of Sophie.
也就再一次变成第二次的最畅销的书
and once again become the second bestseller.
那么 Will Durant 的书，我相信给很多人很大的启发。
I believe that Will Durant's book has given inspiration to many people.
里面有一句话怎么讲
？There was a statement that
罗马帝国不是外面把它攻下去。
Roman Empire was not demolished from outside forces.
罗马帝国不是仇敌把它瓦解的。
And also, it is not the enemies that also have demolished them.
罗马帝国是从里面自我先瓦解。
But actually, they corrupt from within.
而罗马帝国的瓦解是从性的泛滥跟婚姻制度的破坏开始。
And the collapse of this Roman Empire begins with the collapse in their marriage system.
所以，凡是好色邪荡的人
，So he who is having a sexual immorality and debauchery,
一定是糟蹋自己的生命。
They will first stamp their own body.
好色邪荡的社会
，and the society that's involved in sexual immorality,
一定是离开沦亡不久的社会。
And、they will not be far away from demolishing.
孟子说：“国之将兴，必见争祥。”国之将亡，必见妖孽。
And also mentions to say that when a nation truly revives, you will see a good sign. When a nation is going to fall, you will see that a lot of these evil things appears.
今天亚洲
，today in Asia，
为什么新加坡是保持国力很强的国家
？Why does Singapore remain to be strong？
它是没有资格的。
It's not qualified.
因为呢，它只有肚皮没有地皮。
Because it's anyone that's stomach without the land.
一个国家要有肚皮、有地皮、有面皮，三皮都要有。
And a nation might have this face, the stomach, as well land.
就马来西亚很有面皮，很有地皮。
Malaysia, we have the face, we also with the land.
肚皮不多
，not much of stomach.
所以呢，可以供应所有的百姓的需要。
And that's why it can provide for the need of the people.
新加坡有地皮、有面皮，没有有。肚皮有面皮没有地皮
Singapore has a face, a stomach, but without a land.
那为什么新加坡会很强呢
Why is Singapore strong?
我相信上帝怜悯这个国家
I believe that God has mercy on this nation.
其实新加坡的民主是不够的
And because just the people of Singapore is not enough.
新加坡的民主是不够的
Singapore's democracy is not enough.
但它有两样事情是超越的
There are two things that is transcending.
第一
The first
就是对清廉的这个追求
And also the sense of cleanliness.
所以政府很清洁
So the government is clean.
政府不贪污
It's not corrupted.
这是新加坡还蒙上帝赐福的原因
And that's the one of the reasons why Singapore is still being blessed by God.
第二，新加坡禁止色情的杂志跟书籍
The second is that Singapore prohibits the publication and circulation of this pornography.
所以这些的东西呢
，and this of magazine
都是使这个文化可以继续在历史上维持下去的原因。
And allow this culture continue to grow.
所以神就因为这些道德，就使人可以领受普遍的恩惠。
And because of this of ethic, God continue allow us to receive this common grace.
你不可好色邪荡。
You do not be in sexual immorality and debauchery.
谁是个好色邪荡
？Who is the one who is the debauchery？
荒淫过度的人
，the one who is too corrupted in feasting，
这个婚前上床的人
，and the one who has premarital sex，
婚外有其他的情的人
，the one who has extramarital sex，
这些都是好色邪荡。
All these things are debauchery and also sexual immoralities。
不按正当的男女关系，而男以男、女以女行可耻的事。这是神所厌恶。
And those who not have a normal sexual relationship, the man with male, the female with female, these are hated by God.
我知道今天在礼堂外面的很多人没有来听。
Today I believe that a lot of people who are not inside this hall.
今天你来听了。
Today when you come,
你把这几句话听进去。
This statement, listen and put in your heart.
还没有结婚的人。
those are not married yet,
你要保守你的童贞。
You must keep your virginity,
直到你结婚的日子。
Until the day when you get married,
你享受完全的满足。
Then also you have truly satisfied.
已经结婚的人，
those are married,
你要使你的太太快乐。
Also be make married to your wife,
要你使你的丈夫快乐。
Make married to your husband,
你不要把你的权源分给外人。
Do not have this fountain of sex to share with others.
因为这是神所厌恶的事情。
Because something hated by God.
在你正当的婚姻的制度里面。
In a normal marriage system.
你建立的家庭，你常常在其中得到性的满足。
The family that established have the sexual desire filled.
神创造人，他担保两夫妇忠心，绝对不可能染上性病。
God allowed that if you are normal in a sexual life with a husband and wife, you will not contract any sexual disease.
这是医学界已经证明的事。
This is something proven in medical field.
这是大自然给我们的赏赐。
This is what nature has given to us as gifts.
这是神所定的规律。
This is a principle God has fixed.
感谢上。
Praise God.
所有分外情、分外的性交、所有分外的满足，都是带来以后无限的痛苦。
Those extramarital sex will bring a lot of suffering to us.
所以我们要做智慧的人。
So we must be a wise man.
我敢这样讲。
I dare to say that.
因为我相信主是在怜悯我。
Because I truly believe God has mercy on me.
我这一生只碰过一个女人的身体。
In my whole life, I only touched one body's, one female's body.
而是结婚以后才与他有关系。
And it is only after getting married then I have that relationship.
只要我讲这些事的时候，
then when I say all these things,
我认为认真的态度比讲的内容更急要。
Then my attitude is even more serious than my content.
当基督徒有见证的时候，
when a Christian has a testimony,
基督徒向世界做见证传福音的时候，人就是不接受，内心深处对你仍然不可侵犯的圣洁一定加以尊敬。
When you bear testimony to non-Christian in the world, then these people, even though they do not believe in Christ, they did not actually go against you.
青年人每次请我签字在他圣经上。
Young people many times they ask me to sign my name in the Bible.
我除了圣经什么书我都不签。
Other than the Bible, I will not sign any book.
那个唐牧师你的书我买了你还不签，你不必买。
Is that Reverend Tang, I bought your book, don't you sign also?
如果你买我一本书就要我签一次，我的书六七十本，我就要替你签六七十次。
If you buy a book from me, then you want me to sign, then I sign 60 or 70 books, then.
我只用圣经里面的话在你的圣经里面给你一节提醒你，你要注意什么。
I only use a Bible verse written in your Bible to remind you.
多数青年人要我写的时候，
many of the young people when they ask me to write things,
写提摩太后书二章二十一节。
I will write 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
那句圣经说什么呢？
What does it say?
你要成为圣洁和富足用。
You might become holy usable by God.
今天的许多的青年人愿意奉献，愿意被主用，但是不愿意过圣洁的生活。
Today a lot of young people want to be used by God, but they don't want to live a life of holiness.
你以为上帝需要你因为你有才干吗？
You think God needs you because you have talents?
你以为上帝需要你因为你有恩赐吗？
You think God needs you because you have gifts?
你以为上帝需要你因为你有钱财吗？
You think God needs you because you have wealth?
这些都是从神而来。
All these things come from God.
神把这些给你要你交账，不是要你骄傲。
When God has given all this to you, one day you will be accountable to you, to him, not that you will be proud.
但有一件但是连撒旦能力多大都没有办法模仿成功的事情。
But there's one thing, even how powerful Satan is, you cannot copy the example.
就是圣洁。
That's holiness.
圣洁。
Holiness.
当神的儿女过圣洁生活的时候，
When the children of God live a holy life,
神说我要用你。
God said that I will use you.
Amen.
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 感谢上帝。
Praise God.
有人问 Billy Graham 为什么上帝这么用你？
That people will ask Billy Graham why did God use him so mightily?
他马上回答一句话。
Immediately he responded,
"Let's not discuss this matter."
不要谈论这个事。
Let Holy Spirit be grieved.
让圣灵来担忧。
不要让圣灵担忧。
不要让圣灵担忧。
我们不要讨论这个事。
Don't discuss it.
因为他知道人绝对没有任何条件可以让上帝使用。
Because you know that man is not qualified to be used by God.
我不要用条件这两个字。
But I won't use this condition qualification.
我用本质这两个字。
In substance essence.
上帝用一个人。
God use a person.
不是你有什么条件。
Not because you have any condition.
上帝要用一种本质。
What want to use a kind of substance.
来使他的仆人可以被用。
So that his servant could be used by him.
是什么呢？
What is that?
成为圣洁。
Becomes holy.
合乎主用。
Usable by God.
成为圣洁。合乎主用。 感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这是第二方面。
This second aspect.
你不要好色邪荡。
Do not be involved in sexual immorality and debauchery.
第三样是什么
？And the third.
你不可增进嫉妒。
Do not in dissension and jealousy.
这是第三个戒。
This is a third warning.
你要戒酒。
Not in drunkenness.
你要戒色。
Not in sex.
你要戒斗。
Not also in dissension.
戒妒。
And also jealousy.
一个人妒忌是为什么呢
？If a person he becomes jealous, why?
一个人增进是为什么呢
？When he's in dissension, why?
因为他以我为整个生命跟生活的中心。
Because he uses himself as himself and also the life center.
我是中心
，I'm the center.
我最重要的
，I'm the most important.
我一定要胜过别人
，I must overcome others.
我要超越别人
，I must transcend others.
这样的人。也许说他有奋斗的心
And if you were to say he has a spirit of struggling
有 fighting spirit
Fighting spirit
不如说他是很自私的
Rather we say that he's selfish
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
你不要增进
Do not be dissension
不要妒忌
Do not be jealous
这里绝对不是说基督徒不可以发愤图强
It doesn't mean that we will not fight
圣经把雄心跟野心分得很清楚
And there's a vision and ambition are different
圣经有没有拦阻人有雄心呢
Is there any way to stop that we must over ambitious
从来没有
Never
所以圣经说什么呢
What did it say
你们若认为大
If you want to be big
可以的
Yes
耶稣没有说你不可以做大
Jesus did not say you shouldn't do big things
你们中间若有人认为大
If among you who want to be big
可以
Yes
只要你做众人的仆人
You become the servant of many
你照着属灵的原则达到上帝使你在高大的地位里面的果效
According to the principle of Bible you become big and enjoy that result
基督教跟别的宗教不一样的部分
Christianity is different from other religion
别的宗教是控制压制人发展的可能
Other religion will suppress the possibility of your development
Religion suppresses Religion controls a personality
宗教来压制一个人的人格，
那基督教呢 ？Holy Spirit guides a person。
那么基督教圣灵来引导我们的人格。
当然，这一点我们可以开一个讲座。
Only for this we can have a seminar。
好，我现在不提了。
I'm not going to mention this。
这样呢，上帝许可我们有雄心。
Then God allow us to have ambition。
但上帝不许可我们有野心。
But God doesn't allow us to be over ambitious。
雄心要把事情做大。
Whether the ambition to be things。
野心把事情做给自己。
But over ambition to do it for yourself.
雄心做大了，荣耀上帝。
Ambitious, you want to do things for God to glorify.
野心做大了，夸耀自己。
But over ambition, you want to glorify yourself.
教会被有雄心的人建立起来，后来被有野心的人抢过去。
The church being established with those people who are ambitious, but being taken away by those people who are over ambitious.
基督徒可以不可以图谋大事
？Can we find do good things for God?
可以，我们可以图谋大事。
Yes, we can desire for great things.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神要我们做得更好，做得更进步，做得更大。
Because God wants us to do it better and bigger。
你说圣经哪里讲呢
？Where is the Bible principle？
耶稣说你们要做比我更大的事情。
Jesus said you are doing bigger than I do。
所以耶稣一点不怕别人超过他。
Jesus not afraid of people supersede him。
甚至能超过他的能力恩赐。都是他给的
Even that ability and that talent that allow you to supersede is given by him
或者用一句话说他给你本钱给你发展
In other words he gives you the capital so they can develop
发展到超过他的地步他也很欢喜
So that he is very delightful when he supersede him
这是伟大领袖的心肠
This is the mind of a great leader
其实许多做领袖的人自己可以大别人不可以大有一些人快要大一点点他马上把他踢下去
A lot of these leaders they themselves can be big but their successor cannot be big if not they was a person
主不是如此
Not with Christ
主耶稣33年半只有在圣地那小的地方
Jesus 33 and a half years he was only confined in that small land of Holy Land
今天许多传道人传道的这个复原大得不得了
Today although this is a great preacher that traveled to many places
耶稣说你们做比我更大的工作
Jesus said you're doing bigger than I do
那么圣经不是不可图谋大事吗
Jesus the Bible say we do not desire for big
圣经没有说
No never
圣经从来没有说
Never said
不可图谋大事
That you cannot plan for big things
你说有啊
What the Bible say
耶利米对巴路讲这句话
Jeremiah told Baal
你弄错了
You are wrong
耶利米对巴路说什么
When he told him
你不可图谋大事是吧
You cannot plan for good things
不是
No
你不可为自己图谋大事
You cannot plan good things for yourself
大家说一二三不可为自己图谋大事 为上帝涂抹大石，可以不可以？
When you plan good things or great things for God，
可以的。
Yes，
所以雄心跟野心是不一样。
So ambitions and over ambition are different。
那么一个人要增进的时候呢？
Well, when you fight，
他不提到上帝。
He will not mention about God，
就提到自己。
Only mention about himself。
啊，前天有一个人说，汤姆斯，你来我们新建一个礼拜堂。差不多$500,000。
Day before yesterday, a person, a young man said, Pastor Tong, why don't you come? We build a church of more than $50 million US dollars.
Five million.
$5 million, sorry.
$5 million.
$5 million.
他呢讲这句话的时候。
So when he said that,
我知道有其他的动机。
I know that there's other motive.
我也知道这个教会从别的教会分裂出来。
I know that this is split from other church.
因为分裂出来。
So because it's split,
才会建大的教会。
They want to build a big church.
建比原来教会更漂亮的教会。
Bigger than the former church.
所以这是增进。
And this is fighting.
我说我考虑要不要去。
So I will think over it when I come on.
后来我花了好多的时间思想打算。
Later I spent time to think over.
结果我决定我还是去看看。
I decide I will go.
那他们去介绍这个礼拜堂这样那样，我都知道，因为礼拜堂的建筑呢，我是全世界没有几个满意。
So they introduced me to the church, but I'm not satisfied with many of the churches in the world.
他说你有什么意见吗？
So any idea from you?
我说这个有错，这个有错，这个建的不好，这个不好，这地方犯错，我把很多批评告诉他。
So I pointed out a lot of mistakes they have not made.
为什么？我解释给他。
I explained to them.
哦，对了，有道理。
Oh yes, yes.
已经做好了。
But it's very complicated.
钱已经变成大理石了。
And also this money it turned to marbles.
我不这样做法。
I want to do that.
我设计很多礼拜堂。
I designed the churches.
都是超过1000人的。
And more, accommodating more than 1000 people.
全部我不玩水泥，我不玩。钱不玩钢筋，我玩纸张。
I only play with the paper.
我一直画，一直改，一直想，一直改，到最后才建。
I will draw and then change. I will draw and then change, and finally it will be finalized.
所以建成了不必改一寸。
So that when it's completed, I don't even change a single inch.
现在很少工程师要这样做。
But very few architects will do that.
如果工程师像我这样辛苦做才建，他没有饭吃。
If an architect will like me, drawing so many time and change so many time, they want to make a livelihood.
因为想的时间比建的时间更久。
Because the time I spend in thinking is more than the building.
当等建成功的时候。
So after it's been completed building.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
用最少的钱。
The less money we use,
它都是最大的果效。
When they build the biggest effect.
这个叫做尽心尽心尽意尽力。我们常会背，我们根本不知道什么叫做尽心尽力。
Then you have done your very very best.
你不知道这一个月我花了大概的每一天7个钟头思想我要建的礼拜堂的事情。
You know, this every day I spend about 7 hours to think about the church I'm going to build.
飞机上5个钟头就是我办公的时候。
And 5 hours on the plane is the time of my office hour.
一直画，一直画。
I will draw and draw and draw.
有一个航空飞机上的人说，你根本没有休息。
There's an air hostess that said you never rest.
你整程5个钟头一直做事。
And the whole journey you're doing your business.
你在画什么？
What I dream, drawing.
我说我在画一个大礼拜堂。
I said I'm drawing a church building.
那当我在菲律宾的时候。
So when I was in the Philippines.
我发现他要我去看，就是告诉我他礼拜堂多么好。
And they invited me to go and visit, so they want to tell me how good the church is.
是碰到这个怪脾气的人。
But to me.
我就告诉他这里不对，那里不对。
I told him that this wrong, this wrong, this wrong.
他们很失望。
So they were disappointed.
最后再把一些再给我，你看这个。
And they showed me something else.
有一个录音室。
And one audio room.
是。诗班练习的地方。
It's a place where the choir will practice.
我看得更气。
And I was more angry.
因为他用了那隔音板把整个声音吸掉。
Because that the board they have for voice actually absorb all the voice.
所以在里面唱的时候。
So when I sing inside.
好像在旷野唱，完全干的。
That you're singing in the wilderness is dry.
以后呢，当我们出来的时候。
So when I exited.
一到走廊的时候。
When I come to the veranda.
人的声音就大两倍了。
A man's voice become twice as big.
啊，我说你要进去看。
I say you enter again.
再出来看。
And come again.
你里面讲一句话。
And you say something inside. Outside.
他说是啊。
Yes.
我们有很多钱做一个这个隔音室。
We spend a lot of money for this room.
为什么不对
？And what's wrong with this soundproof room?
声音需要有一些呢足够的回弹。
Because in sound you got the rebound.
才有心灵的温暖感觉。
Then there's a warmth in your spirit.
在印尼有一个会做3500人的大礼拜堂。
And there's a big church in Indonesia can accommodate 3,500
people. 建完了以后。
After they completed.
请我去看看。
Invited me to go and visit.
建完了就不必请我看。
Because after they completed, you don't invite me.
除非你真的谦卑，我讲了你要改。
Unless you are truly humble, what I say you want to change.
我一看我。
I say wrong.
讲台后面都是花岗石。
Because all the marble at the back of the stage.
不是 marble, granite.
Granite.
啊，花岗石比大理石更硬2倍半。
Granite 2.5 times more this.
亮晶晶。
Marble.
我光滑滑的
shining,
很高贵的样子
and very grand actually.
我说你这个后面呢有点像洗澡房的墙壁
That's a bathroom I said.
为什么呢
Why?
你弄错了
You're wrong.
应该用木板
You must use wood.
为什么用木板
Why?
因为木板的回音最好
Because it's good for him to rebound.
你知道他怎么回答？
You know what they say?
好，我告诉我们的工程师。
We tell our engineer.
我告诉很多工程师很笨，你也不知道就是。
A lot of engineers are stupid.
他们去问工程师。
They ask the engineer.
工程师，你告诉唐牧师。
You tell Reverend Tong is it?
现在的音响世界第一流的我们都懂。
We know the best acoustic in the world.
买贵一点的东西，音响就好了。
And you buy good material, you'll be good in acoustic.
我笑在肚里。一方面祷告求主赦免他
I love him right now I pray God forgive him
等开幕典礼的时候
So when I opening service
请我开布道会
So ask me to have event meeting
4000多人来
4000 people came
全部听不清楚
Nobody listened to me
他说为什么
Why
我说 I told you already
我已经告诉你了
我已经告诉你
I told you
应该用木板
You must use the wood
你们不听
You don't listen
因为木板便宜
Because wood is cheap
花岗是很
And granite is expensive
所以你们用了这个花岗是表示很有钱
So you use the granite so that you're rich
他说我不懂为什么要用木板
I don't know why they must use wood
我说很简单
I said simple
下一次你孩子拉提琴不要买木头的买一个花岗色的提琴
And why don't you buy a granite violin for your son
懂不懂啊那买个大理色的提琴你看看他弹出什么声音？
他说 with a mumble violin。
结果声音弹不出来，你的孩子跌下去，因为太重，把他压死了。
So your son will not play any good music, and will be
上帝的儿女
，God's children，
应该是最聪明智慧的。
We must most intelligent wise。
你明白吗
？Understand？
因为我们的上帝是智慧的源头。
Because our God is source of wisdom。
为什么今天上帝儿女这么笨呢
？Why is that God's children so foolish？
我这种个性，很多教会很不喜欢。
A lot of people dislike me。
但我一定要讲实话。
I must say the truth。
我做给你看。
I do it for you。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们用别的东西代替。
Because we use other things to substitute God.
应该木头用大理石。
It must be wood. You use marble.
应该高的用矮的。
It must be high. You use low.
应该斜的用直的。
It must be slant. You use straight.
以为很聪明，乱七八糟。
So you thought you are intelligent, as is not.
求主可怜我。
God have mercy on us.
我们为什么呢
？Why?
因为爱增进。
Because you like to fight.
后来他们说这个不对，那个不对，把最后一个伟大的地方给唐牧师看。
So later they showed me a big place, a big place.
带到屋顶上去。
And brought me to the top of the roof.
这是我们祷告的地方。
This is the place to pray.
向着天祷告。
And we pray to heaven.
哇，那还有一个祷告的守望台。
And also there's a watchtower there.
看去看见整个马尼拉一半的城市。
You will see half of the Manila city.
真是好。
Good.
但我一上台阶的时候
，When I went up to the stand,
又是一块大理石。
One more marble.
上面写几个字
，And a few words there.
我马上喷火出来。
Now, I was so angry.
他写什么呢
？What did he say?
亚比斯祈祷山。
And also the Yabes.
Mount of Yabes.
Mount of Yabes.
你知道我在讲什么吗？亚比斯的祷告。
And the Mount of Yabes prayer.
你知道吗？圣经有亚比斯的祷告，有没有啊？
Jabez prayer
还有有人写一本书叫做亚比斯的祷告有没有啊
a book has been written
有没有啊书店不卖那本书很难赚钱
If you don't sell that book you don't make money in the bookstore
那本书是最不好的祷告书
It's the worst prayer book
为什么呢
Why
如果你想发财乱写书好了
If you want to make money you write anything
如果你真的为真理
If you're trying to truly write for the word of God
你要知道那本书是亚比斯的祷告不是主耶稣教导我们的祷告。
You know that is a prayer. Jabez, not the Jesus teaching a prayer.
主耶稣教导的祷告。
Jesus teaching a prayer.
亚比斯的祷告。
And a Jabez prayer.
天渊之别。
They're totally different.
当亚比斯的祷告。
When Jabez prayer.
记载在圣经以后。
Recorded in the Bible.
从来没有人再提了。
No one mentioned
again. 当新约的时候。
But in the New Testament.
门徒问耶稣说。
The disciple asked.
主啊，教导我们祷告。
Lord, teach us how to pray.
耶稣有没有说？用亚比斯的祷告祷告就可
以。Did Jesus say that pray with Jabez prayer?
有没有啊
？Did he?
耶稣说什么
？What did he say?
你们祷告
，When you pray,
要这样说。
You must say.
大家说一二三，我们在天上的父，愿都名比圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同免别人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度是你的，权柄是你的，荣耀是你的，直到明天下午，直到什么？永永远远。
Forever and ever.
阿门。耶稣的祷告
，Jesus prayer，
是以神的国
，using God's kingdom，
神的名
，God's name，
神的旨意开始
，God's will begin，
以神的国
And using God's kingdom,
神的权柄
God's power,
神的荣耀为基础
And God's glory as conclusion
整个祷告
The whole prayer
是以神为中心
With God as a center
亚比士的祷告
Jasper's prayer
求你扩张我的境界
Expand my
求你使我扩张
Expand my kingdom
使我可以长进
So that I can progress So that I can progress
是自私的祷告
It's a selfish prayer
今天灵恩派最喜欢用那个祷告
The charismatic like this prayer
那一本书已经在全世界卖了200多万本
And more than 2 million copies have been sold in the world.
今天如果你写主导文的书 if, 没有人买
If you were to buy a commentary on Lost Prayer, nobody buys.
你用亚比士的祷告很多人买
But Jasper's prayer, a lot of
people buy. 现在全世界各地还有小组专专教导怎样可以实现亚比士
And even a lot of small group in the church will teach how to realize this Jasper's prayer.
我不可以祷告吗
Can't I pray?
我不可以扩张境界
Can't I expand?
可以
Yes.
但是那不是最好的祷告
But that's not the best prayer.
那不是主教教的祷告
That's not Lord's prayer.
历史上曾经有一个人叫亚比士这样祷告
In history, there's a man called Jasper. He prayed in this manner.
我告诉你
I tell you.
这46年半我做传道人
This 46 and a half year I've been a minister.
没有为自己的健康祷告
I have not been praying for my health.
没有为自己需要金钱祷告。
Not for my own wealth and money.
没有为我坐飞机、坐汽车平安祷告。
And not having prayed for my journey mercy.
你说为什么这样
？Why？
那是我的习惯。
That's my habit.
我不一定要影响。
I wouldn't have the influence.
你那样祷告你的事情。
You can pray in such manner.
但我祷告福音的工作。
I pray for God's ministry.
神的道。
God's word.
真理传开。
And to be preached by God's word.Man's faith,
教会的坚定
and the formation of the church and the thing fighting with the evil spirit
我祷告的是这些事
That's what I pray
结果我健康吗
So am I healthy?
差不多吧
Not too bad
60多岁讲到这么大声还不健康
60 plus I can preach so loud
是不是 每年坐飞机300次还不够吗
And I travel you know, in the air more than 20
60多岁每年讲到700 800次还不够
And 700 times I preach a year
你说我不够钱吗
I have no money
加加达两个月前五天的布道会是$32万。
In Jakarta, for the 5 days eventual meeting, we have a
32万美金
and $320,000 we spend.
我到世界各地从来没有去募捐一块钱。
So I never go and collect money in the whole world.
印尼很需要，印尼有人，印尼有钱。上帝是美国的上帝，也是印尼的上帝。Amen.
You know, God is a God of America, also Indonesia.
现在有哪一个牧师要用？五星旅馆的 ballroom 每个礼拜这样讲道。
Would there any pastor who use a 5-star hotel every week to preach in this manner?
我仰望上帝。
I look up to God.
我知道他是信实。
I know God is faithful.
我不求扩张我的境界。
I'm not praying to expand my own kingdom.
我求主的道传开。
That God will be preached actually.
主的国度扩张。
God's kingdom expanded.
我从来没有要求人请我去讲道。
I never ask people to invite me to preach.
1957年3月第一次讲道到现在。没有一次我求你给我讲到没有过路顺的没有这个事情
from March 1957 until now I have never asked people to invite me
我们要分清楚
we must be clear
亚比士的祷告
Jasper's prayer
是合神心意的祷告
is it according to God's mind
如果是的话
if it is
为什么主耶稣教导我的祷告跟他不一样
then why is that Lord's teaching of prayer
别人尊你的名为圣
that we honor you
愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上
your will be done
我露一个秘密给你每一次我念主祷，我心里改了一个字。
Every time when I pray, there's a word I change my heart.
每愿你的旨意行在地上，我改愿你的旨意行在我身上，如同行在天上。
May your will be fulfilled in me as it is in heaven.
我不是改圣经。
I'm not changing the Bible.
我是盼望这个事先行在我身上。
I just pray this thing be done on me first.
我相信这是神所喜悦的。
I believe that this is what God delights.
国度是你的。
Because kingdom
全部是你的。荣
耀
是你的。
Glory
是你的。那我的需要呢
？Then what do I need?
只有一句话。
Only one.
今日我所需要的饮食
What I need today
你所需要的你赐给我
What I need today you give me
就是单单一句话
So simple
以神为中心
Using God as center
这样的人呢
These are people
不争竞
They will not fight
我要争超过你要胜过你这为自己争都要失去
You want to fight for yourself you lose everything
为主舍去的都要保留
If you deny for the Lord's sake I'll be kept for you
愿主兴起他的工作你就卑微
May God also revive his work
你争竞你就羞辱主
When you have dissension you put God's name to shame
一个人为自己争的
If a person fight for himself
一定掉在下面这句话里
Then you fall into this statement
彼此妒忌
You will have jealousy.
妒忌
Jealousy.
什么叫做妒忌呢
What is jealousy?
不甘愿别人比我好。大家说，一二三。
Better than you do.
不甘愿别人比我好。 恨之入骨。
So you hate him.
盼望他不存在。
So that he won't exist.
所以你所妒忌的人。
So the one who you jealous.
会是变成你的仇敌。
Not becoming your enemy.
是使你变成他的仇敌。
But it turns you to be his enemy.
你所妒忌的人。
The one you are jealous.
没有拦阻你灵性长。
They want to stop you in the growing spirit.
使你自己为自己做了一个绊脚石。
But you become your own stumbling block.
我感谢上帝。
I praise God.
这一生我摆脱妒忌。
In this life, I've been liberated from this jealousy.
我不敢说没有，因为可能有，我没有注意到，但我知道的，我觉悟的，我没有妒忌。
I dare not say that I don't have, but what I truly know, I don't have.
你说唐牧师啊，恩赐像你那么大，也不必妒忌啦。
You say, Reverend Tong, you're so gifted, you don't have jealousy of others.
恩赐是眺望起来的。
You know, gift is being rekindled.
恩赐是培养起来的。
It's cultivated.
我第一次讲到的时候，十七岁。
The first time I preached, I was age 17.
我也不知道。我就穿短裤去讲道。
I didn't know, so I put on a shirt to go and preach.
讲道以前
，before I preach，
我一个礼拜训练。
I trained for a whole week.
照着镜子。
I do the mirror.
怎么讲
？How do I preach？
怎么讲
？My posture. How do I memorize？
我没有讲过道。
I've never preached before.
第一次讲。
The first time.
我真的不知道怎么讲。
I don't know how to preach.
那宣教士出去了。
So when the mission has gone,
把讲道的机会交给我
，and give me the opportunity of preaching,
我就预备了一整个礼拜
，I prepare for a whole week,
把要讲的都背起来
，what I want to talk, I want to memorize.
后来就去讲了
，and then I went and preach.
去讲的时候
，you know,
又快
，I was fast,
又跳
，I jumped,
又忘记
，I forgot,
又漏掉
，and also I forgot something.
所以结果呢，大概八分钟到十分钟讲完了
，about 8 or 10 minutes, I finished everything.
讲完了以后呢
？After that，
他们说再讲
，continue，
我们再听
，we're gonna listen again。
糟糕，讲什么
？What I've said，
我说主啊，死了，死了。
I said God, I'm gonna die。
我完了，完了。
I'm gonna die。
但他们说再讲
，continue。
年轻人呢
？Young man。
我说好，你们唱死，我等一下再讲。
We're gonna sing and I'll continue。
他们唱死，我说主啊，我要死了。
So when they were singing, I said I'm gonna die。
我要讲什么呢
？I'm not gonna say now。
后来他唱完了以后呢
？So after singing，
我把我所知道的再讲一遍。
So all that I know, I preach.
讲完了 more。预备一个礼拜，不到十分钟讲完。
Week, less than 10 minutes,
现在唱一首歌，我讲三分钟就完了。
So there was some.
再讲，再讲。
Minutes, preach,
那一次呢，一共是50分钟的时间给我。
It was given. I was given 50 minutes.
后来怎么度过的，到现在我也不明白。
How did I spend that 15? I don't know.
那个唐牧师，你有恩赐时，你不必妒忌嘛。
You say, Reverend Tom, you have the gift, you never jealous.
你不知道我受多少苦。
You know how much I suffer?
你不知道我多少谦卑休息。
And how much I was humble to learn?
多么痛苦懊悔。
And I regretted.
一年最多的时候讲超过1000次。
And in a year, the most I preached was 1,000 times.
只有5-6次是我满意，其他的苦得不得了。
When you fire 6 times, I'm happy with it, but the rest no.
讲完道又很苦很苦。
After preaching, I feel so suffering in my heart.
我一个哥哥对我说
，And my brother told me,
你已经做了半次，今天讲了5次了，你还这么苦，你要死。
You will preach 5 times that day. You're so stubborn.
你交托给主算了。
Commit to God.
我说主交托给我，怎么再交托给
主？ I said Lord is committed to me. I'll get the commitment.
主交托给我去做，我做不好吗？
The Lord has committed me to do. I did not do well.
这样讲到讲了差不多10,000次以后。
So after I preached more than 10,000 times.
有一次呢， Once, 一个德国的神学家到我的神学院来。
A German theologian come to our seminar.
这个叫做 Roy Hazen.
Roy Hazen.
他讲一句话。
He said.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
他说 ，The government should be on his shoulder, not on your shoulder.
政权必在他的肩膀上，不在你的肩膀上。
神的责任，神自己挑，你不必挑神要挑的责任。
God's responsibility, God will bear himself. You don't have to take responsibility for God.
我突然间醒过来
，Suddenly understood.
主啊
，God，
我应当做的我做了。
What I've done, I've done.
其他的我交给你。
Other things I'll put it back to you.
我已经尽力做了。
I've tried my best.
我感到不好，你原谅我，我不过如此。
If I feel that I'm no good, forgive me because that's my best.
我的智慧这么有限。
Such my limited with my wisdom.
我的知识这么有限。
Such my knowledge.
我的经验这么有限。
Such my experience.
我体力这么有限。
Such my physical strength.
只做到这个地方。
I cannot do in such a limit.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
从那时候以后。
Henceforth,
我开始学习。
I begin to learn.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers and sisters,
今天晚上
tonight,
我要告诉你
I want to tell you,
你要除掉这三大的拦阻
these 3 hindrances you must take them away.
荒宴醉酒
and, this drunkenness and also debauchery,
好色邪荡
and, sexual immorality,
真禁忌
dissension and jealousy.
好，我把这三件讲完了
After I completed these 3 things,
今天还不能讲完这一章
I cannot finish this.
下个礼拜我再讲最后一件
Next week I continue.
我们大家站起来
Shall we all rise?